KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
All right, all things Sheology today on the Calvary campus. Our friends at Sheology are preparing for the Summer of Renewal kicks off tonight in the Greenbelt at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Starts at 6:30. It's a weekly gathering, ladies, designed to give you space to slow down, reconnect with God's Word, and experience meaningful moments of worship, teaching, and community. Sheology Kids program isn't going to be available during the summer renewal. But ladies, get this. Children are welcome to attend and experience the evening with you in the Greenbelt. It's a ladies only event. There's more information and registration actually at sheology.com on the web. And then listen, up in Santa Fe, the ladies up there, busy. Blaze Christian Fellowship. They're just off Highway 14 a Rancho Viejo in Santa Fe on July 10th. That's this Friday, ladies, 6:30 to 8:30. There's going to be a fellowship event hosted by Illuminate Women's Ministry. Bonfire gathering with acoustic worship, an evening of community encouragement and connection, casual outdoor setting around the campfire. It's a free event, ladies, up in Santa Fe with Blaze Christian Fellowship. They do so great reaching out to that community. It's a free event, open to women of all ages. The details for that are at blazeonline.org. And in studio with us, Mike Gomez from U-Turn for Christ. Part of the ministry there, Mike, reaching out to at-risk ladies in need of assistance for healing, as they do also with men and women impacted by addiction and other life-dominating sin, really. But healing can be found through organizations like both the organizations on with us today. U-Turn for Christ for the first part of the show, and then we'll catch up with Chris at Under His Construction coming up here in just a little bit. But Mike, welcome back into the studio.
Yeah, great to be back.
Now, you shared this off the air. I don't know how much you'd say. We'll talk about it later if you want. But I'm glad that you're here, man. You were just overseas riding a motorcycle and got a little road rash.
Yeah, we're on a 3-week missions trip to the Philippines. And it was incredible. I got to take two of the graduates from U-Turn for Christ, two young men, and my daughter. And we joined up with other U-Turn for Christ teams and churches that we have planted in the Philippines. And we did a huge outreach on the island of Samar. And it was really incredible. But one of our ways of getting around is on a motorcycle. And, it's crazy driving over there. So I had an accident and I was able to make my way out of it and still rode the rest of the time, but the wounds and stuff like that get infected, and so you had a little fight with the infection there, and praise God, we're doing good.
I'm glad you're here and you're relatively okay.
Yeah,
as it's probably itching now.
Yeah, you know what, it's a little pain, but things happen, and you just gotta trust the Lord and use the provision, the modern miracle of medicine, and just let the Lord do His work.
So review a little more about what was going on. There's got to be some great story in the Philippines. What was going on with you and the graduates?
Gosh, you know what? These two guys have done great, Anthony and John Al. And John Al's been with us for a couple of years. He's a leader. And Anthony just graduated his 8-month program. And he's back. He got his own apartment. He's getting his daughter restored back into his life and just doing the things that God wants him to do. But being able to see how the Lord used them and really my daughter, she's 15, and there's huge youth movement there. And U-Turn for Christ has a Bible college there that we've established for about 20 years. And so we trained a young Filipino man and sometimes a few people from the U.S. In the Word of God, and many of them have been raised up to become pastors and go out and plant churches all over the nation. So we're up to about 17 churches right now, and we got to visit and teach, do VBS, basketball outreach and Bible teaching and teach at the Bible college the whole time.
Yeah. Just from my brief knowledge of history and maybe current events, I'm going to guess that much of the Philippines, when it comes to religion, is probably Catholic,
Catholic
and,
yeah.
and Islam.
There is. There's a lot of Muslim people from where we were at, and then, of course, highly Catholic. And so there's a lot of mixture of religion and all sorts of things. There's even a huge, I would just call it a cult. It's called Iglesia Ni Cristo. And so there's just a lot of things in that community that just pull in different directions. But when you have the truth and the Word of God, people are able to see clearly, and that's why those communities are thriving. Those churches are doing great, and have, you know, we're able to experience what's going on there.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you've been supportive of the effort there. I do want to talk a little bit about the opportunity for our listeners to be supportive of the work being done right here in New Mexico through U-Turn for Christ New Mexico, which, by the way, the main website. Now, I'll have a couple more for you because they have a couple different websites that'll be impactful. You'll want to know about. But U-Turn for Christ New Mexico. You got to spell it all out. U-Turn for Christ, and it's with the letter U. Turn for Christ New Mexico.org. Mike, for those really not familiar with the opportunity to find healing through the men's and women's programs that we briefly mentioned, let them know what's going on right here in the Albuquerque area.
Yeah, I just want to start off with saying 21 years ago, I came into U-Turn for Christ to see if this Jesus thing would work for me.
Yeah.
And I was addicted to opiates and anything you could think of. My life was a wreck. I was 24 years old at the time. And I had no hope and no future. And once Jesus opened my eyes through just really the testimony and individuals who showed me it was possible to change with Christ, I saw that was what I wanted for my life. And that's what we do here at U-Turn for Christ. It's a residential discipleship ministry focused on people who are caught in bondage, sin, addiction, and anything. People don't always come to U-Turn for Christ because they're in addiction. They also come because they want to be trained up as a missionary. They want to be trained up in the Bible, like a Bible college. And so they'll come for different reasons, but mostly a lot of people end up because they're not on a winning streak. They've been in the hardest parts of life where you need help and you need to cry out, and the Lord will meet us right where we're at.
Yep, and here you are, right? What'd you say, 25 years?
21.
21 yeah. years later, leading the charge.
Yeah.
Of course, overseeing those programs that walk men and women through the healing process, spiritually, physically, mentally. Just a great opportunity to find the love of Christ and find a way to combat those addictions, which, by the way, Mike, they're not, you came, I don't know where you were in your belief of the gospel at the time, 21 years ago, but the truth is that these addictions, they impact not only those who don't know Christ, but it's a real issue in the church as well. You want to speak to that?
Yeah, when I go speak at churches or places, where Christ is the focus, you take a poll and ask if anybody in their life has been impacted by addiction, and you'll see, if they're honest, 90%. But it's almost sometimes at 100% level.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just don't want to see it because it's hard to deal with.
Well, and I think in the body of Christ, people who cling to, trust, and rely on the gospel, depending on where they are in their walk or what have you, even there, you're going to find people, not only the, I used to, but struggling with it even now. And sometimes may find it even, I don't know if it's more difficult in the church, you know, depending on who you're around. And actually, I think I bring this up because as the body of Christ, we need to remember to hold each other accountable. However, when sin is confessed, that we go to a process of healing and restoration and not shame. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. You know, when you have a church and a support system, but you're not being honest, what they become is they can become an enabling system.
Yeah.
And so you're not being honest, but they're supporting you and they know possibly struggling. But once you're honest and it's being hidden, they can truly help you. Because at that point, even in homes or with families and moms and dads, they don't know how to help. So they just keep providing a support system for the addiction to continue to exist without ever actually dealing with the problem.
Yeah.
And so once you begin to have that accountability and see the problem for what it is and begin to make moves that really help change and not being enabling, but enabling them to make a change. And that's the difference, you know. And so people have a hard time dealing with that because of fear, fear of losing their son or their daughter, which many have, and it's tragic. But the worst thing to do is to continue to prolong it. It must be confronted and dealt with in love and truth.
Yeah.
A good balance.
Amen. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Mike Gomez from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. Actually, our featured ministry this month on KLYT. And you can go to U-turnforchristnewmexico.org to find out more about the organization. And when we come back, Mike will talk about actually the next event on the calendar is this fall, but we'll mention it even now because it's Land of Manana, right? Yep. You gotta hit it home a bunch of times for people to plan to be part of events sometimes here in New Mexico. So we'll let you know more about that and other ways you can be supportive of the ministry and enjoy some of the things the ministry has to provide for the community. We're going to get to that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for joining us. Hey, I mentioned a couple of events coming up here locally in our first segment. And a reminder, if you have an event you want to share, just give us all the details and we'll let people know about it. Send the details to studio@klyt.fm. Remember to include like where it is, when it is, details about the event. You know what really helps too is having a website we can send people to. If it's just on your Facebook page, fine. It's just so much easier to find when you post it on the website. And a reminder that KLYT Saturday night will be broadcasting an event live from Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California. That is the Harvest Crusade with Greg Laurie. There's going to be a lot of great music. Of course, you know, he brings the message of the gospel. Now we're going to be joining it already in progress because we're going to bring you the live service from Calvary Church as we do each Saturday night. But the Harvest Crusade, one night, family-friendly evangelistic event. If you're going to be around the radio, make sure maybe there's someone that needs to hear the message of Jesus Christ and the good news of salvation from Greg Laurie. Live worship that night that we will be airing will include Phil Wickham, Carrie Job Carnes, and Cody Carnes. And, of course, it's focused on faith, encouragement, and it answers the biggest questions, right, of life. Find the answers to life's biggest questions by checking out this live event, life-changing event coming up this Saturday night. And actually at the helm tonight or today, our engineer, Tayshawn, he is keeping us on the air. He'll be here to do that Saturday night to bring you the live service and then the Harvest Crusade. So thanks to Tayshawn for making that happened behind the scenes. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Mike Gomez from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico, and available to those trying to heal from addictions. And, you know, we shared the website in the first segment, U-TurnForChristNewMexico.org. I really want to aim you at a place on that website. If you go to the homepage over on the right, there's a drop-down menu But there's a chance for you to find the frequently asked questions there. Walk through that if this is something you're considering in reaching out for help, because you may think I can't do a program like that for whatever reason. Go through what's listed there. You may be very surprised. You may be encouraged by what you see. And if you go through that and you're still not sure, our encouragement is for you to reach out to them directly through the website. You can do that at uturnforchristnewmexico.org. Mike, thanks for staying with us through the break. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the other things going on at U-Turn for Christ. We always like to mention the Well Coffee. And I'm guilty of not being over there in a little while, but I've been there a couple times. Yeah. Good coffee. If you're feeling a little lightheaded because you haven't had anything to eat, it's a good place to stop and do that. Yeah. And if you're someone with the water at home in the big water cooler, you can refill your water at the Well, which, by the way, is some of the best filtered water in Albuquerque, and used to make that delicious coffee. So anything else I'm leaving off there for the Well?
No, it's just come visit. It's a pretty cool place that the Lord let us have. And anytime you come, you support the program, you support the ministry, those people who are serving there. And
I'm gonna kind of make an assumption, okay? So you shouldn't ask a question you don't know the answer to, but I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi?
Free Wi-Fi.
Okay, so there's a great reason, right? How many people are working on their, laptops? And
I just left there. There's about 10, 15 people working in there.
Yeah.
Different business people, or they have business meetings and stuff there. So
and you know what? Similar to SOPO at Calvary Church Albuquerque, both places, a great place. Say maybe you're doing some business with someone who wouldn't darken the doorway of a church, but they'll go to a coffee house with you.
Yep.
Right? And in doing so, often that can be an introduction to Christ. So many different ways U-Turn is reaching the community. Do you have a favorite to go to at the Well?
I just have a simple cortado.
Yeah, simple cortado.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it? Is that four shots of?
It's two shots. Okay. with some cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're very European, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you have to hold your
pinky? I hold my pinky up.
Yeah. Well, now the Well is found right across the street from Cliff's Amusement Park on San Mateo, as is the thrift store. And actually, before we move on to the thrift store, let me just encourage you to find the Well's website. The easiest way to really find their website is go to uturnforchrist.org. It's on that drop-down list I mentioned on the homepage. The thrift store, their website is uturnnmthrift.org, right next to the Well. And you've got a crew there regularly. This is a full-on busy thrift store with a lot of turnover and content.
Yeah, a ton. And what's something I want to mention? I just left there right before I got here, and every Tuesday we do a food box distribution. So if you know somebody who could, use a food box or two,
we
do that every Tuesday from 10:30 to 1 p.m., and we usually have plenty of stuff for people.
10:30 to 1, those in need of food, stop by the thrift store or the Well?
Right there at the thrift store.
Okay. Yeah. Pop in the thrift store, 10:30 to 1. Just show up, Mike?
Yeah, just show up. There's a little form you fill out, and we pray with everybody and give people, a Bible if they want one. And
so describe kind of the food box. What are you packing those with?
A lot of it is Costco food.
Yeah.
It's fresh right from Costco. We get it like an hour before. We're like a distribution spot, and we had a pallet full of salads, good salads, the assembled or ready assembled salads from there. We had about a pallet of those and a pallet of stacked high of fruits and vegetables. And sometimes there's food trays and breads and all sorts of great stuff, great, good products.
Tuesday, 10:30 to 1 o'clock at the thrift store for U-Turn for Christ. That is on San Mateo, just across from Cliff's. I'm not sure I knew that. I got to announce that more.
Yeah, that's a neat thing that we do. And A lot of people come, but we have plenty. So
now I know you're walking through the well and the thrift store regularly, and I've asked you this before. Anything at the thrift store that you saw come in and you're like, this is super cool?
Baseball cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and my brother, I don't know what it is. If you get a little, like, you know, you kind of start getting nostalgic and you get, you know, into your 40s and you start thinking, yeah, you remember when we were kids, you know, and you find some nostalgia, some memorabilia. So baseball cards come in there. I'm usually checking those out.
Okay. So stop by the thrift store and check out did you see any of those particularly stand out?
My brother's got a few cool ones, and I've got a few nice basketball courts, some Jordan cards.
Yeah,
there's a lot of treasures like that stuff.
Okay.
You might not even know, we might not know it's in there.
The ladies all just tuned out, Mike.
Yeah.
But help the lady, there's shoes,
there's a lot of nice stuff there. And the stuff they put in the clothing boutique area is, it's the best of the best stuff there.
Yeah.
And then we have designer section stuff that they roll out on Fridays. And Mondays there's a bag sale, so you can fill up a whole bag for $15. And it's all already sorted, very nice stuff. And you just take whatever's on the floor, fill up a bag, and it could literally be hundreds of dollars worth of clothes.
Yeah, $15.
$15, yeah.
Okay, and now this stuff doesn't just show up. I mean, it does, but it's not through osmosis. People are bringing donations of quality. You know, really the hope there is that you're not bringing your junk to U-Turn for Christ thrift store. You're bringing your gently used or new. Sometimes stuff right in a box.
Yeah.
And let me say this, because I used to bring stuff. I you're my go-to. I have stuff in the trunk now, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, I put stuff in my trunk, and then I make it to U-Turn eventually and drop it off there. But I used to do that elsewhere at thrift stores that weren't for a nonprofit, which there's a few good ones actually in Albuquerque, and I count U-Turn right there at the top. I mean, and as far as in the Northeast Heights, very convenient to drop it off there. But of course, the proceeds from the thrift store and from the well, obviously the people who work there, you're employing people, and you're putting the money towards the ministry of seeing people healed through U-Turn for Christ in Mexico.
Yeah. We try to make it all usable, and we get a lot of really nice stuff and try to use that to fund the ministry. And even a portion of that is sent out to missions, to the Philippine mission.
Yeah.
For the Bible College, and we sponsor some people there. So we try to spread the love around and make it usable. It's really not easy to, you know, make something like this work, but, you know, you depend on the Lord and God putting generosity on the hearts of people to be able to keep these things open and going. And that's where we get all our funding from, 100%.
All right. Well, and it helps fund events that draw the entire community, events like the pig roast that you have in the fall, the Matanza.
Yeah.
Lots of fun in October coming. I believe that it's going to be Saturday, October 10th. We're telling you well ahead of time so you can kind of, you know, save the date. But briefly, Mike, we're pretty much out of time, but briefly, let us know what's happened at previous Matanzas, pig roasts, and what can they look forward to this year in October?
Yeah, people who have been in recovery, restoration, they come and visit. People who've been through our program, they're all invited to come back and visit for that single day. We have speakers, lineup of speakers, lineup of music and worship and testimonies and some competition. We have a redneck paintball in the back. We have a horse facility, but we turn it into a
I gotta hear, what is that? How does that differentiate from other paintball?
Well, redneck paintballs, it's cheap, man. You don't have to have a paintball gun. You just have a slingshot.
Okay,
and some masks, and you know you
can use a big rubber band on your fingers.
Yeah, you could do that too, but you know
it's you're not using wrist rockets, are you?
No, yeah, we are. Yeah.
Yeah. That's got to hurt, man.
You got to have a face mask. Okay. And you got to wear some padded clothing, but It's not as it doesn't hurt as bad as the paintball.
Really?
Thing. Yeah, it's fun, man.
I would think a wristband. You, I mean, anyway.
Oh, it hurts still. It's just
yeah.
It doesn't hurt as bad.
Okay, well, serving the community and giving them welts. Appreciate all you do, Mike, at uturnforchristnewmexico.org. Go there, find out more about the well, and find out more about the thrift store. The thrift store's website, again, is uturnnmthrift.org. Mike, so much appreciate you, the whole staff, and the work that you do to share the truth of Jesus Christ with others. And seeing lives changed.
Amen. Thank you so much,
Steve. All right. A featured ministry this month, U-Turn for Christ in Mexico. And coming up after the break, another one of those ministries that are reaching at-risk men and women. They've got a great event coming up under his construction. Another great thrift store that's available. We'll talk more about that with Chris Cleveland when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.